Welcome to Talks from the Bible, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Romans 13:11-12. We live with a constant awareness of the frailty of life and our own mortality. We never become younger, but we are becoming older. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. 1 Peter 1:24. We are travelers on a journey that will arrive at a destination. And the time drew near that Israel must die. Genesis 47:29. The time is drawing nigh that each of us will die. We will travel as David saw it, the valley of the shadow of death, Psalms 23:4. Here, therefore, is a warning as well as an admonition, awake and cast off the works of darkness. Jesus Christ came to be a light for our journey. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John 8:12. We are to follow Christ in the path of God's saving light. The deeds of our life are seen in the light. Ye are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. We have been snatched from the peril of the darkness of evil. We must know who we are and how we are to conduct ourselves in this world. We must live with the hope of faith, but with the knowledge that our days are becoming fewer, we are moving toward eternity. That eternity will be the light of glorious day or the curse of endless night. While we live upon the earth, we are to walk worthy of God who hath called you into his kingdom and glory. 1 Thessalonians 2:12. We are to clothe ourselves with the holy garments of God. The promise of a holy life is eternal salvation. God, through grace, has offered us the opportunity to become His sons and daughters. The land where God dwells is a holy land, unmarred by any defilement. The city of God is a city where the light forever shines and the darkness is unknown. It is a dwelling of eternal righteousness. Having, therefore, these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.